ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुगेदर विल रिसाइट। नारायणं नमस्कृत्या नरं चैव। टुगेदर विल रिसाइट। नारायणं नमस्कृत्या नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमः श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 58 एंटाइटल्ड कृष्णा मैरिज फाइव प्रिंसेसेस। टेक्स्ट 3। यू कैन रिस्पॉन्ड बिहाइंड मी। परिस्वज्याच्युतं वीरा अंगसंगहतेनशा सानुरागास्मितं कत्रं विक्षातस्यामुदं ययुः। 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 सानुरागास्मितं वत्रं विक्षातस्यामुदं ययोः। माताजी परिस्वज्याच्युतं वीरात् अंगसंगहतेनशा सानुरागास्मितं वत्रं विक्षातस्यामुदं ययुः। परिस्वज्य एम्ब्रेसिंग अच्युतम लॉर्ड कृष्णा, वीरा द हीरोज, अंग विद हिज बॉडी, संग बाय द कॉन्टैक्ट, हत destroyed, enasha, all their sinful reactions, sanuraga, affectionate, smitam, with a smile, vaktram, face, viksha, looking upon, tasya, his, udam, joy, yayu, the experience. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: the heroes embraced Lord Achyuta and the touch of His body freed them of sin. Looking at His affectionate smiling face, they were overwhelmed with joy. Purport: Srila Jiva Goswami explains that since the Pandavas were never sinful, the term enasha here refers to the suffering caused by separation from Krishna. that unhappiness was now vanquished by the Lord's return. Om Jnanadmirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So I would seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I may say something to glorify Lord Shiva today. So we are celebrating Shivratri today. So before we begin speaking about Lord Shiva, I just briefly talk about this purport. So here the translation says, oh, when the Pandavas, they met Lord Achyuta, the touch of Lord Krishna's body freed them from their sins. Hatha Ainasha. There's the conventional understanding of Ainasha. The word means sin. But then Jiva Goswami gives a true understanding, a deeper understanding, that how come the Pandavas still have sinful reactions remaining? Right? So he explained that they were actually, the Pandavas were suffering, but their suffering was not because of their sinful reaction. They were suffering in separation from the Lord. So that suffering due to separation from the Lord was finished. Right? In this world, the suffering is mostly due to one sinful reaction. Therefore, this word is used, anasha. Right? But for the devotees, even if there is seeming suffering, it is not due to their sinful reaction. Right? So there is a difference between although the external activities of the devotees may exactly remember that of materialists, but there is a whole difference between the substance. The substance is very much different. So today we'll try to discuss the substance of Lord Krishna, right? Lord Krishna's activities, many times outward activities are also very bewildering. We'll try to discuss the inner substance, right? So today, according to our Vaishnava calendar, is the day of Shivratri, which is day which commemorates the marriage of Lord Shiva with Parvati Devi. And according to some calendars, it was yesterday also, Shivratri. So, to resolve contradiction, we celebrate 2 days, you know. There is no harm in that. So, yesterday also, His Grace Rasmandal Prabhu, He spoke beautifully and briefly He spoke about Lord Krishna. Okay. So, with this blessing, I will try to speak little elaborately about Lord Krishna today. So So, we will discuss briefly about the tattva of Lord Shiva, right, to begin with. So, describe that Lord Shiva's tattva is actually very special. Right? He is neither Jeeva tattva nor a Vishnu tattva. Right? He is Shiva tattva, separate, no unique identity. Right? So, Srila Prabhupada states, and Giriraj Maharaj quotes that Prabhupada once stated that Lord Shiva is almost Lord Vishnu. Right? But not exactly. Right? So there is a difference. He is almost Lord Vishnu. So Brahma Samhita gives a very good analogy to understand the tattva of Lord Shiva. Right? Brahma Samhita has been glorified as a book which gives a lot of philosophical conclusions in nutshell. Right? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself says, Siddhanta Shastra Nahi Brahma Samhita Rasam Govinda Mahima Jnanera Parama Karan Bahu Alpa Akshare Kahe Siddhanta Apar. Right? So Mahaprabhu says, there is no book like Brahma Samhita from which we can understand the definite conclusions of devotional service, and Alpa Akshare Kahe Siddhanta Apar. Sarva Vaishnava Shastra Madhe Atisar. Among all the Vaishnava scriptures, this is the most eloquent book. Because in few words, it gives lot of conclusions. And so there is a glorification of Brahma Samhita. So in Brahma Samhita, there is a verse which describes the tattva of Lord Shiva also. Together we can recite. Shiram yata dadi vikar vishesha yogat sanjayate nahi tatha prathigasti hetu yah shambhutam apitata samupaiti karyat govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajat. So milk is transformed into curd by the actions of acid. Yet the effect curd is neither the same nor different from its cause. That is milk. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, of whom the state of Shambhu is a similar transformation for the performance of the work of destruction. Right? So Lord Vishnu is compared to milk and Lord Shiva is compared to yogurt. Right? So yoga is almost milk, like Prabhupada said. It's almost, right? From the viewpoint of water, you know. Yogurt is almost milk. but it is not exactly milk. Okay? Milk can become yogurt, but yogurt cannot become milk. Okay? That is one difference. So in a similar way, Lord Vishnu, he manifests himself as Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva can never become Vishnu. Okay? So that is different. There is another beautiful analogy given by Jeev Goswami to understand Shiva Tattva. This is by Lord Brahma. The earlier one, but from Brahma Samhita. So Jeev Goswami says, Lord Shiva is like a lamp which is covered with carbon. Right? There is a black carbon. That is the, because he associates with that mode of ignorance, that is like a black carbon on the glass lamp. You see the lamp with the wick. So the glass is sometimes covered with carbon. So the illumination is very less. So Shiva Tattva is like that. With lamp whose glass has been covered by carbon. And Vishnu Tattva are described in the Brahma Samhita as a candle lighting another candle. Right? All burn with the same illumination. Samana dharma. Dipar achir ev hi dashantram abhipetya. Dipayate vivrita hetu samana dharma. Although they are burning separately, but they all burn with the samana dharma, same illumination. Right? But here in the case of Lord Shiva, example, you know, a lamp covered with a glass. So there is a covering of black soot, black carbon. So the illumination is less. So that also explains the tattva of Lord Shiva. Right? So basically we should understand that Lord Krishna manifests in innumerable tattvas in this world. Right? That is his opulence. He manifests, there are innumerable manifestations of the Lord. Right? His vibhutis, his amshas, like everything comes from the Lord. Everything is the emanation of the Lord. But various categories, subcategories, divisions, etc. Right? Just like we have heard pancha tattva. Right? Lord manifesting in five tattva. That is for the purpose of propagating Sankirtan. Within the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is another sixth tattva at one place. Sixth tattva is the Guru tattva. So in this way, they are not just five, six, it's a particular categorization for a particular purpose, but the Lord manifests in innumerable tattvas actually. And that is His great opulence, right? For various purposes, for various pastimes. There are innumerable tattvas of the Lord. Right? Chaitanya Charitamrita gives, and in various tattvas, Lord invests various degrees of powers. Right? Various vibhutis are invested in various manifestations of the Lord. Right? Example, very beautiful analogy is given to explain this. Ananta svati kayache eka surya bhase taiche jiva govindera amsha prakashe. As the sun manifests its brilliance to various degrees in countless jewels. So all the jewels they are actually manifesting the brilliance of sun only. But they manifest in a different degrees. Okay? Similarly, Lord Govinda, He manifests Himself in various amshas, in various tattvas. Okay? So a beautiful analogy to understand that how Lord expands Himself, manifests Himself or invests His power in so many tattvas, amshas, and they have different degrees of power. So Lord Shiva is one of the amshas of Lord Govinda, but He is very special. Right? As Prabhupada said, He is almost Lord Vishnu. Like that. So this is briefly the tattva of Lord Shiva. Right? So now we try to understand some of His activities. Right? His pastimes. So many times the pastimes of Lord Shiva, they appear to be contradictory. Right? Because He seems to be giving benediction to the demons who obviously want to fight against Krishna. Right? They want to destroy Krishna or His city or His devotees. Obviously. And Lord Shiva gives them benedictions. Right? So or sometimes He even joins the opposite party to fight with Krishna. Right? That has also been seen. So to understand His activities, we have to understand that Lord Shiva has two kind of services, right? His service profile has two different services. First of all, Lord Shiva, He has a managerial service, right? And second, He has a preaching service. Like we can relate, most of us can relate. There is a managerial service and there is a preaching service. As a manager, Lord Shiva is Mahadev. And He is the topmost demigod, the greatest of all demigods. And as a preacher, as a Vaishnava, He is the head of one of the four sampradayas, right? Rudra sampradaya, one of the four authorized Vaishnava sampradayas. So there are two different service profiles Lord Shiva has been assigned. So we see that how Lord Shiva is Mahadev, right? All the demigods are various HODs of various departments, universal management, and Lord Shiva is heading all of them. Right? He is the HOD of all the HODs, kind of. And in that capacity, He offers various benedictions to the demons. And His personal service portfolio is mode of ignorance. He is in charge of the mode of ignorance. So although Lord Shiva, He gives various material benedictions, but if you see His character, His personal life, He never enjoys any one of them. Right? He Himself is the embodiment of supreme detachment. So if people actually think with little intelligence, they should understand that He has no value for the things which He actually bestows upon those who worship Him as a Mahadev. As a demigod. So, by understanding His own life, one can understand the worthlessness of all the material assets and all the material benedictions. And His second role, which is actually dear to His heart, he is a great Vaishnava preacher. Right? He is the Acharya of one of the four sampradayas. In that capacity, he preaches pure devotional service. He gives Bhagavatam discourses to the great sages. Right? He speaks at length even to Mother Parvati. In so many Puranas, their conversation between Lord Shiva and Parvati has been recorded. Right? Bhagavatam records a beautiful section, Rudra Geet, his teachings of pure devotional service to the Prachetas. So, because of these two roles, sometimes there seems to be a contradiction. Just example, like someone may be leading, some devotee may be leading kirtan in the temple hall, very sweetly, very melodiously, and a visitor coming, he may see that person, said devotee, and say, oh, he's like a pure devotee, such devotional singing, right, for the pleasure of the Lord. And then that person may also have a crowd control service where he may have to shout at people. Right? And they may say, he cannot be the same person. Right? He cannot be the same person. Right? He is shouting, even the outside people are never so loud and sometimes. So people may actually not be able to reconcile. Right? But so Lord Shiva services are also, both the services sometimes seems to be on the two ends of the spectrum, very wide services. So, therefore, based upon his two services which we discuss, there are two understandings of Lord Shiva, right? There is a Shaivite understanding of Lord Shiva, and there is a Vaishnava understanding of Lord Shiva. So, there is, in one of the lecture, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, he narrates a story giving these two understandings. So, Radhanath Maharaj says, I remember many years ago, I was living in Himalayas. This is before I made my attempt to try to become a devotee of Krishna. And I didn't know who Krishna is. Everyone there was worshipping Lord Shiva. They were yogis, sadhus, Shiva, Shivites, doing meditation, worshipping Shivlingas, worshipping deity of Shiva, chanting on Rudraksh beads, doing meditation, and they considered Lord Shiva to be supreme. And they explained to me that Lord Shiva was always in this Padmasana. Right? You have seen of him Ganga coming from his head in meditation. Right? You can see actually Lord Shiva's form. He is sitting in meditation in Padmasana as being described over here. So, And those yogis, they explained that he is meditating on the unlimited, infinite, formless, impersonal essence of his own existence. And he is teaching us how to do the same. He is meditating upon himself, his original essence of Brahman. So some years later, I was living in Vrindavan and I learned the difference between Vaishnava philosophy and impersonal, Shaivite philosophy. So I was in temple and it is actually a temple of Gaudiya Math. I was living there and there was a beautiful deity of Radha Govindji. And in the courtyard there was a deity of Lord Shiva. And he is sitting in Padmasana and Mount Kailash with his eyes closed meditating. So I was very confused. Why do they worship this form of Lord Shiva? Why do they worship Lord Shiva himself? So this is... So I was thinking this is the form which the impersonalist worship, the Shaivites worship. Why are the Vaishnavas worshipping this form of Shiva? So I asked Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, Prabhupada's godbrother, about this. Because every day morning, he would go out there and sing kirtan in front of Lord Shiva. And everyone would dance. So they were chanting Hare Krishna and they explained that actually Lord Shiva is meditating on Krishna's Ras Leela. He is Gopeshwar Mahadev. When he is sitting with his eyes closed, Padmasana, he is immersed totally, not on meditating on some impersonal existence, but he is meditating on the beautiful pastimes of Sri Vrindavan Dham, pastimes of Radha Gopinath. This is his wonderful service. Right? And Lord Shiva... There is another verse which says, by Lord Shiva himself, right? राम रामेति रामेति रमे रामे मनोरमे सहस्र नाम विस्तुल्यम राम नाम वरानने। सो लॉर्ड शिवा टेल्स मदर पार्वती, ही कॉल्स मदर पार्वती एज मनोरमे, दैट हुज फॉर्म इज वेरी कैप्टिवेटिंग, राइट, मनोरमे। बट लॉर्ड शिवा सेज बट माय माइंड इज मोर कैप्टिवेटेड बाय द नेम ऑफ लॉर्ड राम, एंड देन ही कॉल्स मदर पार्वती एज वरानने, ओ मोस्ट ब्यूटिफुल वन, राइट। बट देन ही सेज आई एम अट्रैक्टेड मोर बाय द ब्यूटी ऑफ द होली नेम ऑफ लॉर्ड राम, राइट। सो लाइक दैट राम राम एति मने, दैट माय माइंड एक्चुअली टेक्स मोर प्लेजर इन द चैंटिंग द नेम्स ऑफ लॉर्ड राम, राइट। सो लॉर्ड शिवा इन्फॉर्म्स मदर पार्वती, सो देयर इज गिवन, सो द राम भक्ता से दैट ही मेडिटेट्स ऑन द होली नेम और इज चैंटिंग और इज थिंकिंग ऑफ द पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ लॉर्ड राम, राइट। वी एज कृष्णा डिवोटी से एंड एक्चुअली बोथ आर ट्रू, देयर इज नो डिफरेंस एक्चुअली। लॉर्ड राम व्हेन लॉर्ड शिवा इज देयर इन द धाम ऑफ लॉर्ड राम, ही मेडिटेट्स ऑन द पास्ट टाइम लॉर्ड राम, चांट हिज नेम। ही देयर इन वृंदावन, देयर ही मेडिटेट्स ऑन लॉर्ड कृष्णा'स पास्ट टाइम, देयर इज नो कॉन्ट्रडिक्शन एक्चुअली। सो इन दिस वे देयर आर दिस टू अंडरस्टैंडिंग्स, लॉर्ड शिवा एज अ शिवाइट अंडरस्टैंडिंग एंड अ वैष्णव अंडरस्टैंडिंग, राइट, बेस्ड अपॉन द टू काइंड ऑफ सर्विसेज ही परफॉर्म्स, राइट। सो श्रीमद भागवतम डिस्क्राइब्स लॉर्ड शिवा एज अ ग्रेट वैष्णवा। इन 12th कैंटो देर इज अ ब्यूटिफुल वर्स विच सेज निम्नगानाम यथा गंगा देवानाम अच्युतो यथा वैष्णवानाम यथा शंभु पुराणानाम इदम तथा। जस्ट एज निम्नगानाम, निम्नगा मीन्स दोज हू फ्लो डाउनवर्ड्स, निम, राइट। सो द रिवर्स आर ऑल निम्नगा, दे फ्लो डाउनवर्ड्स। सो अमंग ऑल द रिवर्स, जस्ट लाइक मदर गैंजीज इज द सुप्रीम, राइट। निम्नगा नाम यथा गंगा देवा नाम अच्युतो यथा, अमंग ऑल द डीटीज लॉर्ड अच्युता इज द सुप्रीम। वैष्णवा नाम यथा शंभु, अमंग ऑल द वैष्णवाज लॉर्ड शंभु ही इज द सुप्रीम। एंड अमंग ऑल द पुराणास श्रीमद भागवतम पुराणा नाम इदम तथा, दिस श्रीमद भागवतम पुराण इज द सुप्रीम, राइट। सो एक्चुअली दिस वर्स इज इन द ग्लोरिफिकेशन ऑफ श्रीमद भागवतम। सो दिस वर्स इज सेइंग जस्ट लाइक मदर गैंजी इज द सुप्रीम, लॉर्ड अच्युत इज सुप्रीम अमंग ऑल द डेमिगॉड्स, एंड अमंग ऑल द वैष्णवाज लॉर्ड शिवा इज सुप्रीम। सो दिस भागवतम पुराण, सो दिस वर्स इज कंपोज इन ग्लोरिफिकेशन ऑफ भागवतम एक्चुअली, बट लॉर्ड शिवाज ग्लोरी ऑल्सो कम फोर्थ इन दिस वर्स। So let's recite this verse. You can recite behind me. Nimnaga naam yatha ganga deva naam achyuto yatha vishnava naam yatha shambhu purana naam idam tatha. Idam means this Bhagavatam Puran in which the verse is composed. निम्नगानाम यथा गंगा देवानाम अच्युतो यथा वैष्णवानाम यथा शंभु पुराणानाम इदं तथा। सो एज यू सेड दैट द वर्स इज मेंट टू ग्लोरीफाई श्रीमद् भागवतम which is not different from the Supreme Lord Krishna, but the Lord Shiva's glory is also manifest in the same verse, right, in relationship with Krishna, right. So although the prime subject matter of glorification of this verse is Srimad Bhagavatam, but Lord Shiva has also been glorified in relationship, right. So the glories of the devotees of the Lord are always in relationship with the Lord. वृंदावन साकुर सेज भक्त गोष्ठी संगे गौरंग जयो जयो, मे लॉर्ड गौरंग बी ऑलवेज ग्लोरिफाइड अलॉन्ग विद हिज डिवोटीज, लाइक दैट। सो व्हेन द ग्लोरीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड आर एक्सपाउंडेड, द ग्लोरीज ऑफ डिवोटीज आर ऑल्सो साइमल्टेनियसली दे कम फोर्थ। सो वी विल इन दिस लाइट वी विल ट्राई टू understand the glories of Lord Shiva. The glories of Lord Shiva, not separate from Krishna, which is the impersonal Shivaite understanding, but a higher understanding of the glories of Lord Shiva in relationship with Krishna. So, it describes that regardless of what his tattva is or his various departmental services, right, Lord Shiva has this constant mood of being absorbed in servitude towards Krishna. He has this mood of being a servant of Krishna. That Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gives in the 6th chapter, Adi Leela. He describes, Teho kare na Krishna radasya pratyash, nirantar kahe Shiva mui Krishnadas. So Lord Krishna, Lord Shiva, he always desires only to be servant of Lord Krishna. He says, I am a servant of Lord Krishna, mui Krishnadas. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that the position of Krishna servant is actually very high. In fact, it is even higher than the position of Krishna. Krishna ra samata haite bada bhakta pad, atma haite Krishna ra bhakta hai premas pad. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, this position of being a servant of Krishna is actually higher than the position of being equal to Krishna. Right? For the devotees are more dear to Krishna than his own self. Right? So the Shivaites, they consider Lord Shiva as the supreme. And the Vaishnavas considered himself, Vaishnavas considered Lord Shiva to be a servant of Krishna. But the position of a servant is higher. So therefore, the Vaishnava understanding of Shiva is higher than the Shivaite understanding. Right? We give him more, we give him even a higher position, right, than what the Shivaites want to give. His position is higher, the Vaishnava's understanding is higher. Right? Being a servant of Lord Krishna that position, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, is bigger than position of being equal to Krishna. Right? And he says, calling someone as a servant of Krishna doesn't demean, because in this world, if you call someone as a servant, right, it is like demeaning his position. He will say, I'm not a servant, I'm secretary, you know. It's a kind of nowadays, some honor, whatever, you know. I'm assistant or whatever, you know. People don't want to call themselves as servants, right. So, but actually calling someone as a servant of Krishna, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, magnifies the glories of that person. Right? It's not a demeaning remark. It's not a demeaning term. Right? So there is a beautiful conversation with Prabhupada. One devotee is asking, Srila Prabhupada, I was asked a question by a man. He asked about Lord Shiva, that how was Lord Ramchandra praying to Lord Shiva in Ramayan, and so he is taking Lord Shiva as being God, supreme. And we didn't have a clear answer for him. Prabhupada, devotee, could you just instruct us on this matter? Prabhupada, Lord Ramchandra worshipped his devotees, just as sometimes Krishna worships Radharani and touches her feet, and just like Krishna was tolerating ear pulling by Mother Yashoda. That doesn't mean Mother Yashoda is the supreme. Krishna was carrying the wooden shoes of Nanda Maharaj, so that doesn't mean Nanda Maharaj is greater than Krishna. It is Krishna's pleasure. Just as sometimes the father carries his son on his shoulder, does it mean the father is inferior to the son? This is third class man's conclusion. They do not know what is Krishna, what is Ram. Krishna says, Aham Adir Hi Deva Naam. So he is the origin of Lord Shiva. So how can Shiva be the supreme? We have to consult Shastra. Krishna does not say that Shiva is the supreme. So, if a third class man says Krishna, Shiva is supreme, should we accept it? We are preaching Krishna consciousness. Whatever Krishna says, that is supreme. Not a third class man's version. Is it clear? Yes. We should not take a third class, fourth class man version. We should take from the Shastra. Indian man, in that same conversation, So Indian man is saying, Swamiji, is Shiva not another form of God? Prabhupada, yes, Shiva is next to God. Just like yogurt, dahi. You know dahi? What is this dahi? Milk. But it is not milk. Dahi is something but milk, but it is not milk. Similarly, Lord Shiva is nothing but Vishnu, but it is not Vishnu. Is it clear now? You can say, well, dahi is nothing but milk, yes, but it is not milk. If instead of milk you take dahi, the result will be different. And if you take milk instead of dahi, that will be different. Even though the milk and dahi is the same thing, same ingredient. So you have to understand in that way. Lord Shiva is not different from the Supreme Lord. Everyone is not different from Supreme Lord, but he is still different. This is the perfect philosophy, Achintya Bheda Bhed, simultaneously one and different. Okay? Indian man, Swamiji, in all the temples in Mauritius, the supreme deity, Prabhupada, supreme deity is Vishnu. Indian man, but we consider Lord Shiva to be the supreme deity, because we are, and Prabhupada cuts him. But that is your lack of knowledge. I have already explained that yogurt is not different from milk. It is milk, but still it is not milk. You have to understand like that. Lord Shiva is non-different from Vishnu, but he is still not Vishnu. Indian man, no, but do we offer the prayer first to Lord Shiva? Prabhupada, that you do. There is no harm. Lord Shiva is also called Mahadev. Amongst the demigods, he is the chief. So if you worship Lord Shiva, we also worship. So if you worship Lord Shiva, Prabhupada says, we also worship Lord Shiva. It is not that we disrespect Shiva. We offer our utmost respect to Lord Shiva. But that does not mean he is the Supreme Lord. Indian man, the difference that is there, Swamiji, Prabhupada cuts him. Difference I have already explained. You cannot understand. Indian man, no, we pray to Shiva first and then we pray to Krishna. So that you do, there is no harm. There is no harm. But you should understand who is Shiva and who is Vishnu. If you offer first prayer to Lord Shiva, there is no harm. It is good. He is Vaishnavanam Yathashambhu. He is our spiritual master. He is a Vaishnava. Why not offer first respect to him? But if you take Lord Shiva as the supreme, that is insult. Prabhupada, now he gives a very beautiful understanding. If you take Lord Shiva as supreme, that is insult. You are giving me respect as a spiritual master. But if you give me overestimation that you are the king of the whole world, that is insult. Right? That is not a prayer. If you offer me a prayer that I am befitting, that is all right. But if you give me a prayer for which I am not befitting, that is insult. So you must know what is the position of Lord Shiva as a Vaishnava. He is a great devotee. He is the number one demigod. And everything is all right. But if you say that he is the supreme, then he will be insulted. That what is this nonsense? He will be insulted and Lord Shiva will think, what is this nonsense saying? So don't insult him in that way. That will go against your credit. He does not like that. So here, ati stuti hai a nindara lakshan. Right? This is the principle that if someone is over glorified beyond what he is not, that is another form of insult actually, another form of blasphemy. That's what Prabhupada is explaining. That you don't insult Lord Shiva. He will not like that. Glorify him with a Vaishnava. Right? So although he tattva wise, he is not supreme as Vishnu, but as a devotee, from another perspective, right, his position, even Krishna considers that he is even higher than me. Therefore, Krishna also offers him prayer and worships him sometimes, right, as Lord Ram does. So that makes his, as a Vaishnava, his position from another angle becomes even higher than that of Krishna. But still, Krishna remains the supreme. So it's like that. Right? So this is Achintya Bheda Bheda. So we have to understand. So in this way, Lord Shiva, he is absorbed in the mood of servant of Krishna. Right? Krishna prema unmat vivaldi gambar, Krishna guna lila gaye nache nirantar. So he, in that mood, he becomes intoxicated with love for Krishna. Right? In absorbed in the mood of servant. And he sings the glories of Krishna and he starts dancing. Right? And it's described that Krishna guna lila gaye nache nirantar. And when he dances so ecstatically that all his clothes, they fall off. Right? He becomes Digambar. Digambar means only directs by the four directions. And Chaitanya Bhagat also describes the dancing of Lord Shiva in Sankirtan of Mahaprabhu. Right? So he describes that after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered Jagai and Madhai, all the various gods in heavens, they had performed a Sankirtan, right? Thinking of this pastime. One started dancing, another joined in this dancing. Just like in ecstasy, sometimes people are sitting, one person gets up and starts dancing, and so many people join him in that ecstasy. So similarly, thinking of Lord Shiva, Lord Gauranga's supreme mercy, the Yamaraj had first started dancing, and then Chitragupta joined, and various demigods came in. They saw one by one all the demigods joined. There was a beautiful pastime, and there was a big Sankirtan festival, or Kirtan Mela by the demigods. Right? The big. So you describe over there. Nache Prabhu Shankar Hai Adi Gambar Krishna Veshavasana Na Jane Vaishnavera Agraganya Jagat Karai Dhanya Kahi Yatarak Ramaname. Lord Shiva danced without clothing. Right? All his cloth they fell off when he started dancing. Right? Actually, many times we describe, whenever Lord Shiva danced, all his clothes they just go off. Right? So when we see sometimes the devotees aren't in ecstasy, their dhoti tend to slip away, the following the footsteps of Lord Shiva. But then we cannot imitate Lord Shiva. Right? We can only follow the footsteps. So like that. But so many places when Lord Shiva dances, he doesn't notice actually. He's so absorbed in chanting and dancing that he doesn't notice that, you know, all his clothes just fall off and he becomes Digambar like that. So many places this comes actually. So he is Vaishnavera Agraganya. And by his chanting and dancing, he actually delivers the whole world from their material bondage. Anande Mahesh Nache Jatao Nahik Bande Dekhi Nija Prabhu Ramahima Kartika Ganesh Nache Mahashera Pache Pache Sanariya Karunera Sima. So as Lord Shiva is dancing, his matted hair also become loose. Right? And seeing Lord Shiva dancing, his two sons also joined, Kartik and Ganesh, in that dancing. And they both are dancing. Nache chaturanana bhakti yara pranadhana laya sakala parivar. So now Lord Brahma, nache chaturanana, the four-headed Brahma, bhakti yara pranadhana, whose life and soul is devotion to Krishna, he joined in the dancing. And along with him, all his parivar also, his family also joins, mentioned. Kashyapa kardam daksha manu bhrigu mahamukhya pache nache sakal brahma. So all his sons, this daksha and prajapati and Kashyap, all of them, all of his sons, they join him. Right? It's mentioned Kashyap, kardam, daksha, manu, bhrigu, they all join in. So very interesting actually. After Lord Shiva's quarrel was settled with daksha, this is the first time they dance together in Lord Gauranga Sankirtan, right? So this was actually the true then unification had in Mahaprabhu Sankirtan. Right? So they actually dance together. This is the only mention where Daksha and Lord Shiva dance together in Sankirtan, remembering the supreme mercy of Mahaprabhu, his delivering Jagai Madhai. Right? So Lord Shiva, his life and soul is actually devotion service to Krishna, right? And he becomes totally intoxicated when he is chanting and dancing. And there, in Brahma Vivarta Puran, there are three verses which Lord Shiva speaks to demigods, glorifying the process of Krishna Sankirtan, right? Which is his actually life and soul of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva says, Aduna panchavakatre na yannam guna kirtanam gayan brahmami sarvatra nishpriha sarvakarmashu. With my five faces I chant his name and qualities while I wander everywhere without involving myself in anything in the spirit of detachment. Matto yati cha mrityusha cha yannam guna kirtanam Shavajjapantam tannama drishtva mrityu palayate. Because I constantly chant Lord Narayan's name and qualities, death does not touch me. Death runs away from that person who chants his name. Lord Shiva is speaking to demigods. Sarva brahmanda samartapi aham krityanja अहम कृत्युंजाबिदा शीरम तपसा यस्या गुणनामानुकीर्तनात्। बाय रिसाइटिंग हिज नेम एंड क्वालिटीज वाइल परफॉर्मिंग माई ऑस्टेरिटीज फॉर अ लॉन्ग टाइम आई हैव अचीव्ड द पावर टू डिस्ट्रॉय ऑल द यूनिवर्सेस एंड हैव कॉन्कर्ड इवन डेथ। सो लॉर्ड शिवा एट्रीब्यूट्स दैट वट एवर पावर आई हैव इज ओनली बिकॉज आई परफॉर्म श्री कृष्णा संकीर्तन। So in this way it is described that how devotional service to Krishna is the life and soul of Lord Shiva, right? And his true mercy is actually given to those who worship him as a Vaishnavas, right? So when the Lord Shiva shows mercy to the demons and other materialistic people, it is described that is not his true mercy. So it describes that Lord Shiva has two kind of mercy. One is sakapat kripa and one is nishkapat kripa. Right? Sakapat kripa means mercy which is cheating. Right? So those who want to be cheated, so Lord Shiva cheats them and he gives them sakapat kripa. But those who do not want to be cheated, right, nirmasana nam satam, the devotees, they worship Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva's true mercy, nishkapat kripa, actually is manifested upon them. Right? And so we will see how there is a beautiful conversation between Narad Muni and Lord Shiva, which demonstrates that how Lord Shiva's benediction, which he gives to all the demons, he actually cheats them. That is not his true mercy. Right? So there is a beautiful conversation between Narad Muni and Lord Shiva, very interesting conversation. So it describes that once the great sage Narad Muni, he travelled to the abode of Lord Shiva and he began glorifying Lord Shiva. You are very near and dear to Supreme Lord Krishna. Not only that, you are Krishna's own manifestation, you are non-different from him. You can give liberation and you can also give Krishna prema, the rare jewel of transcendental love for Krishna. So hearing Narad Muni glorify him in various ways, Lord Shiva, he became angry. And he said, your glorification is false. I am not at all dear to Krishna. Right? You see, Lord Shiva says, I perform so many activities which are against the mission of Lord Krishna and I sometimes even fight with Lord Krishna, so like that. So Lord Shiva protests, actually, I am not the... So Narad Muni says, you are actually very dear to Krishna. Right? He says, Lord Krishna himself gives you services that no one else can perform. Right? This is the first proof. He says, when the demons and demigods, they were churning the milk ocean, all this terrible poison came out. And no one knew what to do with this. Right? So all the demigods, they brought Brahma and then Lord Vishnu. And then Lord Vishnu said, you all go to Lord Shiva. Right? He can only neutralize this poison. He can only handle this poison. So there was no one else more competent to do that service. So Krishna gave you that service. Right? Which could not be done by anyone else. And then you collected that poison and you kept it within your right throat and you became Nilkanth. But again Lord Shiva spoke. He said, Narada, I actually want to become a devotee, but I am not. Right? You know that I always live in the burial grounds. I am covered with the skulls. Right? All my associates are ghosts, witches, hobgoblins. I am not qualified to be Krishna devotee, but I want to become a devotee of Krishna. Right? And then Lord Shiva continued, he said, you see that appearing as Shankaracharya, I preach everywhere, you are Brahman, that everything is Brahman, the entire world is false. I am so much regretting that. Right? I committed such a great offense by taking people away from Krishna. I am not a devotee of Krishna, but I want to become a devotee. Narad Muni says, again, he says, you do services which no one can do. Who can take charge of these people in the mode of ignorance, these ghosts, hobgoblins, witches, right? So even Krishna has given you this service which no one can do. Right? You do the most thankless services. Right? Sometimes there are certain services which no one wants to touch. Very thankless services, right? Everyone wants to. So he said, those most thankless services you take care of, Narad Muni says. Right? He said, So therefore you take care of all these creatures in the mode of ignorance. And then again, even that service which you did, that was as a Shankaracharya, Narada Muni explained that Lord Krishna considered that there are so many people who worship me with so many ulterior motives. And they have so many false notions. Right? If they actually come and worship the Krishna directly, they may create a lot of disturbance in Krishna Bhakti and to the other devotees. Right? So in this way, only to keep them aside and not create disturbance in the mainstream pure devotional service, Lord Krishna only instructed you to preach this philosophy. Right? Again, such a thankless task. Because all the Vaishnavas, they will be, when they hear this philosophy, they become, right, become so angry. Right? And you actually did that service, the most thankless service. So you are actually a great devotee of Lord Krishna. Right? And then again Lord Shiva, so it's a conversation, very beautiful conversation. Again Lord Shiva started regretting. Right? He says, you see, I am not a devotee of Krishna. I give benediction to so many demons, right, who wants to fight against Krishna, who wants to destroy, and sometimes even I join them to fight against Lord Krishna. I am not a devotee of Krishna, but I want to become a devotee of Krishna. Right? So, Narada Muni says, oh Master, please don't try to mislead me. I know that whatever you do is simply to please your beloved Lord Krishna. Right? You want to assist him in his pastimes. You told me that you give benediction to the enemies. I know that his enemies as well as the enemies of his devoted cousin, the Pandavas, they worship you and they want so many material benediction. And I know that you grant them benedictions, but those benedictions are not foolproof. They have many loopholes. And you actually, while granting those benedictions, you cheat them. And then Narada Muni, he quotes one particular instance, right? For example, he said, Jayadratha, right, in Mahabharata described that how Jayadratha, he worshipped Lord Shiva, right? And actually there is a story that how Jayadratha wanted to marry Draupadi himself, and he was trying to kidnap also, and he was defeated, right? He was humiliated. So this Jayadratha was humiliated by the Pandava. There is a long story, and he became very angry, and he wanted to revenge, and he worshipped Lord Shiva, right? And Lord Shiva, being Ashutosh, right, he actually appeared before him, and Jayadratha told me that give me benediction that I can defeat all the five Pandavas. Lord Shiva says, you can defeat the four, but you cannot defeat Arjun. Then Jayadratha said, but okay, then give me the benediction that none of them will be able to kill me. And none of the five Pandavas will be able to kill me. So Lord Shiva told, okay, even if anyone kills you, you will again come back to life. No one will be able to kill you except your father. Only when your father drops their head down on the ground. And Lord Shiva told, anyone who will actually kill you, so your father, when he drops your head down the ground, only then you will be killed. So Jayadratha actually accepted that benediction. Right? He thought, why will my father kill me ever? Right? So there is a whole story that how, so Lord Shiva always, when he gives benediction, he leaves some loopholes by which they will be actually destroyed by Krishna, and Krishna will perform various pastimes. Even when Lord Shiva fights against Lord Krishna, he only fights to demonstrate to all his followers that he is actually not superior to Krishna, he is inferior to Krishna. Right? So in all the cases, actually, Lord Shiva is in a mood of a servant of Krishna. Right? So Narada Muni clarifies all the things which seems to be contradictory, but where it's mentioned, but the true fact is that Lord Shiva is always in the mood of servant of Krishna. Right? And then Narada Muni says, I know you are our greatest devotee. निम्नगानाम यथा गंगा देवानाम अच्युतो यथा वैष्णवानाम यथा शंभु पुराणानाम इदं तथा. सो इन दिस वे दिस इज एक्चुअली द ट्रू पोजिशन ऑफ लॉर्ड शिवा. ही सच अ ग्रेट डिवोटी दैट ही वंस परफॉर्म्ड ग्रेट ऑस्टेरिटीज टू विटनेस द पास्ट टाइम द लॉर्ड कृष्णा एंड ही वॉज ग्रांटेड द पोजिशन ऑफ अ नंदीश्वर हिल. राइट, इन दैट वे ही नॉट जस्ट कुड विटनेस द पास्ट टाइम ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा इन नंदगांव बट इवन रिसीव्ड द डस्ट ऑफ ऑल द ब्रजवासीज स्पेशली द गोपीज ऑन हिज हेड. सो इन दिस वे ही एक्चुअली वर्शिप्ड ऑल द ब्रजवासीज एंड लॉर्ड शिवा'स पोजिशन इज सो सुप्रीम दैट ही इवन वॉज ग्रांटेड एंट्रेंस इन टू रास डांस. देयर इज अ स्टोरी. So we're not going to detail the story, but how he, Lord Shiva, was granted entrance into Lord Krishna's Ras dance, and therefore he became known as Gopeshwar Mahadev. Right? And then Lord Krishna actually told him that we have granted a request, but now you have to become not a participant of Ras dance, you become a guardian of Ras dance. Right? So Lord Krishna gave him that service. So Lord Shiva is actually a Dwarpal. He guards all the dhams. There are so many, every dham of Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna, there are so many deities of Lord Shiva. Right? In Vrindavan, there are so many deities of Lord Shiva. There is Kashishwar Mahadev, there is Chakleshwar Mahadev, there is Gopeshwar Mahadev. Right? This way, there are so many deities of Lord Shiva who render service. Right? So Lord Shiva is absorbed in that mood of being a servant of Lord Krishna. Right? And that his actually his true understanding. That understanding magnifies the glories of Lord Shiva. That is true glory. And we should only pray to Lord Shiva that we can also truly become a servant. Right? Lord Shiva takes up all the thankless services which no one does, as Narada Muni explains. So we can also take up maybe some tough services when required to serve Lord Krishna and become absorbed in the mood of service. And we should also take great pleasure in chanting and dancing in Krishna Sankirtan, which is the life and soul of Lord Shiva. Jai Granthra Shrimad Bhagatam Ki Jai, Jai Bholenash Shivaji Ki Jai, Shambhunad Mahadev Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hare Krishna.